morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek, and we've got a great show for you today. Hope you can stick around for the entire 60 minutes. Before I give you an idea about what's happening today, let's kick things off with prayer. And let's remember that wherever we are, no matter what we are doing at this present time, the Lord is watching us. So he's watching us, and he's about to hear what we have to say. So let's bring all of our needs to him in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we know that you love us. We know that you want what's best for us. Sometimes we don't even know what we need, but we know that you know exactly what we need. You've brought us to a new day. Thank you. Thank you for giving us a new day. Thank you for giving us life. Father, please use us today. Use us today to do the work that you have planned for us. Give us the grace that we need to be able to deal with any problem or situation that we face. We lift up anyone who is sick, anyone who is anxious, anyone who is lonely today. Help them. Help them feel your peace and your love. Father, we thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus. May we always remember that he is with us wherever we go. I ask you to speak through us on the program today and open all of our minds and hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's talk a little bit about today's show. Again, my name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We will be joined later in the program by author Alicia von Stamwitz. She has written a book called Mother Mary, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis. This book is the fifth in a series from Franciscan Media. Really good book. Alicia will be joining us. She is the editor. She's the one who put together these quotes. These quotes and messages come from different homilies. They come from tweets. They come from some of the writings of Pope Francis, all about the Blessed Mother. So this is going to be a great book. Look forward to talking with her. And it is Friday today, so therefore that means Dan Burke will be here to continue our discussion on spiritual direction. What is it? Why should I care about spiritual direction? Why do I need it? We're going to continue that discussion with Dan Burke. By my side, as always, looking at me just ready to get started, I can tell.
How you doing, Gary?
Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary. Go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, Dave, but I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
When I'm excited, I can't shut up.
You can't be contained.
So Frank Lifeson is here as well.
Yeah.
Good morning. I know Frank's saying, "Well, why is he excited? Where are we going?
Yeah.
What, did he get food or something?" Well, here's why I'm excited. Yesterday on the program, we were talking, and the Holy Spirit moved me. I wasn't going to talk about this to say I'm praying for a complete healing for Dave Parker for his knee situation and. Honestly, it was. Dave has had a knee injury for a while. He's a real trooper. He's struggling through this. And he has been to several doctors. The one doctor said, "I can't do arthroscopic surgery. You're probably going to need full knee replacement." That's just setting the story up. And yesterday, I just felt moved to say, why don't we all pray for complete healing for Dave? And Dave was going to the knee surgeon yesterday. And I mean, honestly, Dave, I'm going to let you talk. I know it's your story.
Okay, you're doing fine.
I was fully I was fully expecting the guy who was going to be, he specializes in knee replacement, to say, "You'll need your knee replaced." But this, I think, is a reminder of why we should pray.
Absolutely.
And why we should never underestimate the healing power of the Lord.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Parker.
Yeah, and one, thank you for asking everyone to pray. And I feel your prayers, and they've been answered in one way, because I was going in with, okay, here we are going to talk about the knee replacement and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, enter another doctor whom I've never met with before, and he kind of did a fresh eyes look at the knee. Bottom line, he thinks you don't need a knee replacement.
Wow.
You know, and nor do you need arthroscopic surgery.
That's amazing.
And that's what I said. I was just kind of sitting there stunned and silently praising God and thanking God. And I said, "Well, yeah." I mean, I can be very uncontained as well. And I just praise and thank God that we went through all as medical folks, and you have to be logical and look at all the evidence basically, and What I brought it down to was I've seen several doctors, and I've been in, you know, beginning and intermediate treatment. And it basically comes down to I have to stay off of it more because the guy said, you're a very active guy, you know. And, you know, for 65 years old, I am. It's a blessing and a curse sometimes. Like when I go sliding in at a place, you know, because Grandpa gets enthused and uncontained with his grandkids. But, you know, so I self-inflicted this thing. Anyways, I'm so thankful, and thank you guys for praying for me, and continue to pray for me, and as we pray for you and all your needs and hurts, and, you know, spiritual hurts and physical hurts, emotional hurts, we pray for you as well. And so thank you. Keep your prayers coming.
And we do, yes. Please keep praying for Dave. And Frank, I want to shift this over to you for a minute. I mean, we all know prayer works, but sometimes we're shocked when it, like, really works in a way that we didn't expect. At the station here, and I remember even before I was part of the station, listening for years as I was driving to the intentions that we pray that we play on this station. Yep. I would encourage anybody listening to send whatever your prayer needs are to the station.
Absolutely. You know, you can call us, 215-345-1570. You can email us, 1570 at holyspiritradio.org. Actually, 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org. You can, you know, we have online form you can do. So there's a number of ways to let us know. We do pray them each and every day, multiple times a day. So, you know, definitely a key thing.
I was going to say, I'd like to praise and thank God for the my fellow parishioners who at St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills who were praying for me, and we've been discussing this and everything else. And just thank you, and you know, thank you for your prayers. Prayer does work, folks.
It does.
It does. And but we have to be, we have to cooperate with the good Lord, and do sensical things, not nonsensical things.
And it's also being open, and sometimes even seeing it, and seeing some of those subtleties that are before us to know that they're being there. You know, as an example, for whatever reason, I was driving home yesterday and had this feeling to say the rosary.
Ooh, praise God.
And it was real, but what was even stranger was I didn't have the station on. I didn't even know what time it was.
Wow.
And, you know, so I was like, yeah, trying. I actually had rosary beads in my, that I keep in my pocket, which would touch the gloves of St. Gianna. And so for whatever reason, I've been carrying them around for a while now. And it was really interesting because not even knowing what time it was, literally at that exact same moment, I turned on the radio and the rosary was starting.
Wow.
Literally
wow.
at the very second.
Wow. Yeah.
Like it was down. And so, you know, you kind of look for like.
Chills, brother.
And at the time, I was like, I don't necessarily know this is a convenient time to be doing this. Yeah. And then I was like, okay. I guess I better be praying the rosary. You know, you take it as like this subtle sign in front of you.
Well, it's amazing how that still small spirit, the Holy Spirit in our hearts, pings us. I call it prompts us, and that was a sign of that.
Yeah.
Frank, I want you to pray.
Yeah.
Pray the rosary.
And often we ignore that prompting, right?
Exactly. Wouldn't even necessarily. I wouldn't have necessarily even recognized that because I listen to the station all the time. It's normally constantly on. It was just a fluke that my radio was off, and you know, I didn't even realize it was off. And then as soon as I turned it on, and I was literally at a stoplight.
Wow.
And I was like, and I was trying to get my rosary, and I'm like, maybe not. And then it came on. I went, okay, I'm praying the rosary.
10 seconds. I mean, our beloved Kathy Gasson would always say, because I care, you know, one day I pulled out my rosary beads, and I, you know, she goes, I love men who carry rosary beads, you know, really. I mean, and I said, well, okay, you know, thank you. I mean, it was a good affirmation, so.
And just a, you know, shout out to our listeners, if anyone is interested in a set of rosary beads that touch the gloves of St. Gianna, email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org.
Very good. And I also want to mention one thing. I know I have to read the gospel, but Frank, that holy hour that we do at 3 o'clock every day, 3 p.m. on Holy Spirit Radio, that has brought me such comfort. There have been times I've been driving, I turn that on, it's like, it's the holy hour. So Could you just for a couple minutes talk about that in case anybody's not familiar with it?
It's a great time to just pause, you know, and take it in. And the, you have the rosary in there. Sister Anne Shields is in there towards the end. But it's, to me, it is that moment of the day where, you know what, we're always in a rush. We're always doing these other things. That it is, there is time for prayer. And sometimes it may not be convenient. You might not be able to do all the things, but you know what? Then put it in the background.
Yes.
And start taking it, you'll take it in subtly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit and say I pray the rosary all the time and I do all this. I don't. But I do have the 3 o'clock hour on all the time, and I do try, at least at the beginning of it, to take a pause.
Right.
And so it's a good reminder, and so it's great background. And hey, you know, right before it you have Call to Communion, which is a great show, which always pulls me in. And then I'm pulled into the station at that point, and then I can get to the Holy Hour.
Beautiful.
And so,
beautiful.
One of those things that is a beautiful part of each day.
So check it out. If you're not familiar with it, 3 p.m. today on Holy Spirit Radio, listen to the Holy Hour. Okay. Can I do it, Mr. Parker? Can I get the gospel?
Go for it.
All right. Today's gospel is from Matthew, continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." Well, it's a good thing that I only have about 30 seconds left, because how am I going to add to what Jesus
exactly.
said there, right? I mean, that's a tough message.
Yeah, it is a tough message.
It's a tough message.
But you can do it.
But what he's saying
You're
is
good.
take it seriously. Take these commandments seriously. And we don't only sin by our actions, by our deeds. We sin in our minds a lot of times, and we can do it seriously.
Exactly.
So he's saying, watch the occasions of sin. If you have a weakness to something, try to stay away from it. Don't tempt the Lord, you know, with that kind of stuff. Listen, all right, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, author Alicia von Stamwitz will be here to talk about the new book, Mother Mary, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 16th. Today we celebrate St. John Francis Regis. Born into a wealthy French family in 1597, John Francis Regis was so impressed by his Jesuit educators that he chose to enter the Society of Jesus at age 18. Following his ordination, the young priest undertook missionary work in various French towns. Most sermons of the day were poetic, but his were plain. They revealed the fervor within him and attracted people of all classes. He spent many mornings in the confessional or at the altar celebrating Mass. Afternoons were reserved to visits to prisons and hospitals. As France suffered from prolonged civil and religious strife, the Bishop of Viviers invited the charismatic young priest to work among his people. Some of them had been deprived of the sacraments for 20 years or more, and various forms of Protestantism were thriving. For 3 years, Father Regis traveled throughout the diocese conducting missions. He succeeded in converting many people and in bringing many others back to religious observances. John Francis Regis spent the last years of his life preaching. His canonization came less than 100 years after his death in 1640. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel-
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
My sin was great, your love was great.
Gary, you with
us? Oh, man, if you would ever see what goes on behind the scenes, I am unwinding my headphones from my chair. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. Once again, I'm Gary Zimek, totally prepared as I always am. That was What a Beautiful Name by Hillsong Worship. Dave Parker was panicking as I was on the floor trying to...
I was reaching for the script.
Trying to fix the headphones. But thank you so much for joining us on the program today. We are blessed right now to be joined by Alicia von Stamwitz. She's an award-winning freelance author and a longtime editor with the Religious Press. And her essays and articles have appeared internationally and in places like the New York Times, Publishers Weekly, America, and St. Anthony Messenger magazine. Now, she has served as the editor on three other books on Franciscan Media's best-selling Inspiring Words from Pope Francis series. We are here to talk with her about the fourth book that she is working on in that series. There's five total. She's worked as the editor on four of them. Today we're here to talk about the latest one, Mother Mary, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
I love the book. The book is from Franciscan Media, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis about the Blessed Mother. I want to ask you, this is the fifth book in the series, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis. You have edited four of them. How did you come into that role?
Well, I was very fortunate that I've been in publishing for so long. I know the editors at the Vatican. So when Franciscan Media, the publisher, first had the idea with me that we should do something about the new pope at that time, decision to use as his namesake St. Francis of Assisi, of course, shared by the publishing house as a namesake, we thought, well, that'd be a great idea, but how do we even get permission to do that?
Exactly.
I said, well, let me just call the editors and see how to do this to find out if there's a process. Well, they just said immediately, that sounds like a wonderful idea, so that people would become more familiar with that energy and that excitement that the Holy Father himself had for St. Francis of Assisi. So it was a very simple, wonderful moment when the Vatican editors said, let's do it.
Let's talk a little bit about that process. To me, it's fascinating, looking through the book, how you obtain the material. Some of it comes from tweets, some comes from homilies, general audiences. How is this process of extracting these messages from our Holy Father? How does that take place? How do you do that?
Well, it took a very long time.
I bet.
Of course, an exciting process. I've read just about every word the Holy Father has spoken or written. And it did take months, I would say 6 or 7 months of carefully looking through all the Holy Father's materials, even his tweets, even something as spontaneous as that, which he definitely has a hand in as well. And then after looking at all of the material, I actually had, you were talking about your headphones wrapped around your chair. I had colored index cards on the floor of my office where I began to see organically what themes were repeated most often by the Holy Father. I wanted to let it emerge naturally that we actually did use the same emphases that he himself was using whenever he spoke about St. Francis or Franciscan themes.
Now, just to give our listeners an example, one of the tweets contained in your book comes from April 23rd, 2013. Our Holy Father said, Mary is the one who says yes. Mary, help us to come to know the voice of Jesus better and to follow it. That's such a simple message, but it's very, very inspirational. That helps me to get a little bit of insight into where our Holy Father is coming from, and it helps me to, it increases my devotion to the Blessed Mother. And I have to ask you, why was the theme of the Blessed Mother chosen this time around for this series of books?
Well, again, as I've read and listened to the Holy Father over the last few years, I've realized that this theme just continued to come up again and again in his writings and in his speeches and in his audiences and letters. The Holy Father is very close to his heart. I'm also Latina, and that I'm Cuban-born, and I think that there's a strong devotion among many Latin Americans for the Blessed Virgin. So I began to pick up on it, and I had proposed this then to the Vatican and to Franciscan Media as well, that we really should do something on the Holy Father's devotion to the Blessed Mother.
Have you learned anything about either the Blessed Mother or Pope Francis and his devotion to the Blessed Mother by working on this project?
Yes, and some of it's nuanced, but I would say the most important thing that the Holy Father did for me is help me to see the Blessed Mother as a human being and a woman again.
Wow.
And of course I know she's a human being and a woman,
yeah,
but there's a way he describes her, his imagery and his love for her, that I really think of her as a person with struggles, with joys and with sufferings that's standing right in front of me. So I feel closer to the Holy Mother after listening to how Pope Francis has written of her as a mother struggling with daily life questions. So that was very inspiring to me. And I think also the second thing is he brings home that her journey is also ours, mm-hmm, that she had to trust, just as we have to trust every day, that her yes was very difficult, mm-hmm, and our yeses are often very difficult. So she's more of a model for me than I perhaps first realized.
That's a great message, and I think that's one that we forget about sometimes, the fact that Mary did have to trust. She wasn't given all the answers up front, and I think that's something that if I keep in mind each day, that's going to help me, because then I can turn to her and say, Blessed Mother, help me to trust in the Lord more, just as you did. I think that's something we all need to remember. Alicia, I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. If our listeners want to find out more about your work or possibly pick up a copy of the book, which I highly recommend, where is the best place to go online?
They can go to franciscanmedia.org or amazon.com.
Okay, great. Now, you have a website as well?
I do. It's a long name, so it's a little hard to spell, but it's my name, mm-hmm, aliciavonstamwitz.com.
And I will make sure to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Again, the book was Mother Mary, Inspiring Words from Pope Francis. It comes to you from Franciscan Media. Alicia, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. Here we go. We're going to head next to the Into the Deep segment with our friend Dan Burke. Well, that was a good, mm-hmm, segment.
It was a very good segment.
Dave, this is a really good book, and I think
I'm going to read that book and that series.
It would make a good devotional,
oh,
a daily devotional, because you can see the messages each day. They're not overly burdensome. So it's, mm-hmm, something that we could read each day. Reflections by the Holy Father on the Blessed
Mother.
We
highly recommend it.
Yeah, we do. This is a great series. Mm-hmm. The great series. This is the fifth in the series of books. And again, stay tuned. When we come back, Dan Burke is going to talk a little bit more about spiritual direction. If you're confused about the topic, you want to be here with us as we explore it. Spiritual direction with Dan Burke when we come back. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popchek with this Holy Spirit Radio News update. The Russian military claims it has killed the leader of the Islamic State group in an airstrike. The ministry said today that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed in a Russian strike in late May, along with other senior group commanders. It said the air raid on May the 28th that targeted an Islamic State meeting held on the southern outskirts of Raqqa in Syria also killed about 30 mid-level militant leaders and about 300 other fighters. The Obama administration's end-of-term wind-down of the American military commitment in Afghanistan is being reversed now. Confirmation of an escalating involvement in the drawn-out conflict comes in a revelation by a Trump administration official that the Pentagon will send almost 4,000 additional U.S. forces there. Washington has been striving to break the stalemate, and the deployment will be the largest of American manpower under Donald Trump's young presidency. And the U.S. bishops have voted this week to make their ad hoc Committee on Religious Liberty a permanent committee within their structure. Archbishop Laurie, chair of the ad hoc committee, said at a meeting of the U.S. bishops yesterday that, quote, the very idea of religious freedom and its roots in human nature is being challenged. In 2011, the ad hoc committee was formed for a period of 3 years as the bishops, quote, were deeply concerned about a broad trend of threats to religious freedom on the local and national level. But now, it seems that committee is here to stay. With this Holy Spirit Radio News update, I'm Jacob Popchek.
I'm Gary Zimak, host of Spirit in the Morning, and I have great news for you. Tradition, a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, sponsored by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, is coming to the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel on Monday, June the 19th. Scheduled to appear, Archbishop Charles Chaput, Jeff Caven, Scott Hahn, Mother Assumpta Long, Matthew Bunsen, Deborah Savage, and Jonathan Reyes. For more information or to register, visit PhillyOCF.org.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. A lot of people look forward to retirement, but Madeline Scotto wasn't one of them. After graduating from Brooklyn St. Ephraim's Elementary School in 1928, she went on to become a math teacher there, and she was still working as the Math Bee coach in 2014 at age 100. Ironically, most of Ms. Scotto's children retired before she did. So why did she remain active? She told WCBS Radio, "I think helping others really is what made me able to be the person I am at 100. I never look forward to the day that I'll retire because there will always be something that I can do. When you're helping others, you're helping yourself." Ms. Scotto died at the age of 101, but her legacy and example won't soon be forgotten. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I shall not want.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was I Shall Not Want by Audrey Assad. Boy, that song's got me thinking. Every Friday on the program, we are blessed to be joined by Dan Burke. Dan is the executive director of EWTN's National Catholic Register. He's well known for his work with in regard to spiritual direction. He's somebody, he's my go-to guy when I have a question about spiritual direction. He's on the line with us now. Dan, that's a powerful song, isn't it, brother?
It is. The humility prayer, which is part of that song, Audrey is a gifted artist, and she took the humility prayer and then a hymn, I believe, I Shall Not Want, and she, in the context of our conversation, she's led us into a reflection on humility, which is one of the most important fruits and works of spiritual direction, which is what we've been talking about.
Yeah, let's expand on that a little, if we could, Dan. The idea that I don't need spiritual direction. My relationship with the Lord, it's good enough. I'm in charge. You know, it's very very easy for us to fall into that trap of pride, isn't it? Even when it comes to our spiritual lives.
Well, in pride, yeah, no one's immune to pride. No one's immune to self-protection. And there, many of us have good reason to have an instinct of self-protection because we've been attacked or hurt or dishonored in some way. But the enemy's trap is to remain in that pain and remain in that state of self-sufficiency. Mm-hmm. And the remedy, one of the many remedies that the church gives us, one of the most powerful remedies is spiritual direction, because we bear our souls to another. We reveal the difficulties and sins and struggles. We are open and honest with someone else, and God works in and through that to heal us. And but it can be very difficult. It's the same reason many people don't go to confession or struggle with confession, is because they're so wounded and holding on to the need to control the way others perceive them, to not have to think about the negative. But in the end, if we don't deal with what it is that ails our soul, then the divine physician can't heal us.
Dan, for the most part, we have been focusing in this series on your latest book, Into the Deep, which is from Beacon Publishing. But I first came to know you through your book, Navigating the Interior Life, Spiritual Direction, and the Journey to God. I highly recommend this book to anyone listening who wants to learn more about spiritual direction. Really, really good stuff, Dan. Talk a little bit, we discussed it last week briefly, talk a little bit, if you will, about spiritual direction, what it is and what it is not.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of misunderstandings about spiritual direction, and I cover that in the beginning of the book, and we talk about that it's not a boss-employee relationship in the sense that, you know, a director isn't there to tell you what to do in a way that usurps your will, you know. It's not confession. A lot of people think that spiritual direction is confession, and though in historic context, it's often spoken of, like by St. Teresa of Avila in particular, as if it's the same thing. That's because for her it was. When she engaged with a priest, he was also there to give time to her and the nuns to give them spiritual direction along with confession. And, of course, it's a very ideal companion to confession. But in our time, because of the priest-to-parishioner ratio, it's separate. It's done separately, but it's also separate in terms of the purpose of confession and the purpose of spiritual direction. And sometimes people confuse those two. It's not spiritual friendship. You know, in a sense, Gary, you and I have offline conversations and we can support one another.
Right.
And that's spiritual friendship. But I have entered into a covenant with you, if you will, where I've asked you to specifically watch the patterns of sin or lack of virtue or issues in my life and then help me to deal with those. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we could do that for one another, but that's what we have is a spiritual friendship,
right?
Our level of interaction doesn't have quite the same level of accountability as a spiritual director.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I cover is that spiritual direction is not a Catholic self-help program. Some people think, oh, I get spiritual direction from books. Well, Gary, if it doesn't have a pulse, it's not a spiritual director, and books don't have a pulse.
Wow.
Last time I checked.
Wow.
You know, why is that? Because in space and time, a book can't watch our patterns. It can't listen to us.
Hmm.
It can't give us feedback.
Right.
It can't pray for us. You know, it can't give us it can give us advice, but it can't do all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual direction is not psychological counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we mix those two. And in fact, if you listen to the psychologists I listen to, and I mean trained psychologists,
right,
the field of counseling is far overrated in its ability to help us overcome
mm-hmm.
difficulties, the most important things in life, which is why a lot of good Catholic counselors become spiritual directors and get training at the Abel Institute for Spiritual Formation or Heart of Christ Spiritual Direction School or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, psychological counseling is a separate discipline that deals primarily with emotional wounds. Though spiritual direction can help with that, it's aimed primarily at dealing with our relationship with God. Now, Gary, there are more, but I hesitate on the radio program to just keep rambling on. Any thoughts or reflections on those?
I mean, every one of those is powerful because I think that, and I agree that you go into so much more detail in the book, Dan, but I highly recommend the book for more information. But I wanted to touch on one more point. We have about 2 minutes left. Something that you raised in your book, you know, you always, whether I'm speaking to you on the radio or I'm reading your writings, there's always something that really just nails me between the eyes, and this is one of them that got me. You raised the question, how do I know that I'm ready for spiritual direction? And that could be a question that our listeners could be saying, like, well, yeah, how do I know if I need this? I can barely find the time to pray. And he's talking about spiritual direction. But you talk about, obviously, there could be that need for that desire to stop stumbling around on our own. But here's the one that really got me. You said another indicator of readiness for spiritual direction surfaces with those who don't come from a life of habitual sin, but simply from quiet mediocrity.
Mm.
And Dan, I said, uh-oh, he's talking to me. Because I've lived my life like that. You know, I'm trying to do something about it now. I was very mediocre for many years, and I was, sad to say, content with being there. Talk about that for just a minute, if you could.
Yeah, it's the bane of what you might call good people, in quotes,
yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
good Americans, good Christians, you know.
I'm faithful
to my wife, you know,
yep.
I go to Mass, but
yep.
But Christ, as you know, Gary, you're responding at this space in your life to a much deeper calling, and that calling is one that's offered to all who follow Christ. And in fact, if we don't heed it, as Lumen Gentium 14 says, though we may be in the bosom of the church, because we don't correspond to the graces that God gives us in terms of how we respond, that we will not only not be saved, but we'll be more severely judged. The book of Revelation says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I would that you'd be either hot or cold. And so we can fall into this lukewarm goodness. And I'm not accusing you of that, but certainly it's a common issue.
Yeah.
And spiritual direction can help us break out of that because it helps us to see really how far off we are from what God calls us to be.
Mm.
It helps us to increase our self-awareness, our awareness of God's great call and design. And I think, you know, what you've done is moved from, as you noted, a kind of mediocrity, but you're really giving your all to the church now.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, though God doesn't call everyone to be on the radio or to give talks like you do or write books, but he does call every one of us to be a dynamic witness in a living relationship with the God of the universe.
That's right.
That changes who we are and changes the world around us.
Yes, sir.
And spiritual direction is a powerful path to doing that.
All right, Dan. I can't believe it. I hear my music. Our time is up for now. We got to continue this discussion next time. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. Dan Burke from EWTN's National Catholic Register. We'll be back with the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpo. In Matthew 5:17, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." The Ten Commandments, the expression of liturgical prayer, the liturgical calendar, blessings, incense, water, wine, priesthood, days of fast, sacrifice, all of these aspects of ancient Judaism remain in his church, but transformed and given completion by his passion and resurrection. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer. These are Jewish ways of praying. In all of Christianity, nowhere will you find more of its Jewish roots than in Catholicism. Blessed are those who recognize the old law's fulfillment here. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Sinner, be still. sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. Oh, I'm broken. Lift up your face. Oh, I'm glad come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart. Come as you are.
And that was Come As You Are by Crowder. And just remember that the Lord's going to take us any way we are. He wants us. He wants to meet you where you are today. My name is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Time right now is 7:53. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, the temperature is 66 degrees. Today, chance of showers, thunderstorms possible after 8 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 81. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low near 71. Saturday, you got it, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high near 85 degrees. So, well, I guess that goes with the time of year. It is June, Mr. Parker.
It is June. My yard and gardens need water.
That's right.
So bring the rain on.
That's right. The Lord will give your garden the rain through thunderstorms.
And others, too.
That's right. All right, let's take a look.
I hope it just doesn't rain on my house. Okay?
This is a great segue for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, because today we go to Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. Just a reminder that the Lord does provide for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
He provides for us, often in subtle ways. Sometimes we miss his provision, but the Lord loves us, and he will provide for us if we give him a chance. Frank Eliason at the radio station, we have seen many examples of the Lord providing for us, keeping us on the air.
All the time, you know. Mm-hmm. We've just recently improved some mics, and we're looking to purchase some more. And what happens? All of a sudden, get a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a donation that you're like, oh, great, this is out of the blue.
Praise
God.
And
actually, towards that end, I want to give a quick shout-out to the employees of Merck. We've had a number of very nice donations from Merck, and as a company, they actually do a match, which many companies do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're a company that does do a match, make sure you certainly submit that. But the employees of Merck and Merck has been very kind with their matches.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless them for really helping us out. It's a
many companies
tremendous
do matching.
They do, and a lot of employees don't even realize that they do it or what the process is. Oftentimes, you have to submit some paperwork, but once you do, if it's within the rules of the company, they will match it. And every company has their own set of rules. Some are more stringent than others, but you know what? It is a huge, huge blessing to be able to do that, and what we can utilize that for to do it effectively. So if you do consider donation to us or anything. Always check to see if your company does an employee match, because it could be really beneficial to the nonprofit that you're working with.
And while we're at it, we want to thank you for your donations. We are so grateful for your generosity.
Thank you, Merck.
And to everyone who has donated, we're very grateful that you're helping us out and that you appreciate what we're doing here.
And what's really cool, like Merck is actually a really cool example, because you could tell that people are telling their friends within a place, because you watch it, it's kind of like this domino thing. You start seeing different people and all from like Merck, and that's really cool.
The word is spreading about Spirit in the Morning.
Yeah,
and Holy Spirit Radio.
And oftentimes it's people that maybe we've never heard from in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Love when we have new listeners that are able to do that. And I love when they spread the word to their friends. And obviously the workplace is a huge place where our friends are, because we're around these people all the time. Right. So
it tells me real quickly that they are we're enriching their lives with the gospel, with our message.
That's why we're here.
Or they're laughing at us.
Oh yeah, well, true. Well, I hope
or a little both.
Maybe it's a little. Oh, you're such a pessimist, Frank.
But now you got me thinking.
I can't say you don't have a point because you do have a point. Before we go, I want to remind you that on Monday we'll be giving you a special 2-hour edition of Spirit in the Morning. We will be live at the Tradition Conference in downtown Philadelphia. We'll be on the air from 7 until 9 a.m. It's going to be a great conference. Jeff Cavins is coming in. Scott Hahn, Archbishop Shapu will be celebrating Mass. So many great speakers.
Mother Assumpta?
Mother Assumpta will be there, who was on the show with us. Lots of great speakers. So we will be there live. We'll be broadcasting from the location of the conference on Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. So you get an extra hour of us. Don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, Frank, but it is what it is, right?
We're going to have fun. That's all that matters.
Pray for us, folks.
So we hope you'll be able to tune into that. Other than that, let's close things out in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for getting us through another show. Thank you for giving us the materials. Thank you for speaking through us. Thank you for all of our listeners, people who have helped us out with their prayers, with their donations, just by with their kind words. We're very grateful, Lord. We're grateful to be here at Holy Spirit Radio. Please continue to help us to spread your word and help us all, no matter what we do today, to be able to shine our lights in a dark world. Help everything that we do call attention to you. Give us the grace that we need to be lights shining in the darkness. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well,
amen.
Boys, it's about time to hit the road.
All right.
It's another successful week
it's
in the books.
It's a Friday going into the weekend. Mm-hmm. Hope everyone's safe and prayerful.
That's right.
And some of us stay off our knees.
That's right.
Yeah, I will.
That's right.
Dr. Frank, thank you.
That's right.
Dr. Gary.
We need you healthy, Dave Parker. We need you healthy.
Well, I appreciate Thank you. And I plan on doing that. Thank you.
Again, thanks to our guests, Dan Burke and Alicia von Stamwitz, for joining us on the program today. We've got lots more coming up for you next week, starting with the Tradition Conference on Monday. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, and that goes throughout the weekend, the same thing applies. The Lord is with you. So turn around and say hi. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.